Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, imagine this. The Bronx is a furnace. New ideas clash with the old amidst poverty and shattered promises. Three generations of one family are trapped inside a cramped home, struggling to hold different visions of an American dream. Sound like today's news? Nope. This is a story told in the great play called Awake and Sing. It's returning to Broadway. Awake and Sing originally premiered there in 1935, produced by the Group Theater, and it helped establish Clifford Odets as a major voice in American theater. The cast of the revival features Tony Award winner Danny Burstein, Tony and Emmy Award nominee Jessica Heck, Tony Award nominee Jeremy Shamos, and Michaela Diamond, who was so great in Parade. That's about as good a cast as we're likely to get this coming season. Again, that is Awake and Sing. And here's another, albeit newer, production creating some anticipation, Purple Rain, a musical based on singer Prince's film from 1984. Now, that one will arrive on Broadway next spring. The show, about a young musician with a turbulent life at home and at the club where he performs, has been apparently significantly revised since a bumpy run last year in Minneapolis, where, of course, Prince was from. The musical is scheduled to open on April 12th at the Majestic Theater and will feature at least 12 Prince songs. Clearly, they're hoping for the success of MJ. On the flip side, most of the news this week is about all the Broadway shows closing, as in Cats, The Jellicle Ball, Every Brilliant Thing, Death of a Salesman, Moulin Rouge, Titanic, and Ragtime. Wow, great time to hustle to a box office. Now, one that hangs on is Hadestown, as I've discussed before, a big Broadway moneymaker, and the film version is doing good business. P.S., the Broadway version will welcome an all-new principal cast to the Walter Kerr Theater on September 1st. It will feature musician Keiko, Jasmine Savoy-Brown, Norbert Leo Butz, Amber Iman. The name that excites me the most is Norbert Leo Butz, one of my favorites. He's a two-time Tony Award winner for Best Actor in a Musical, first for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and again for Catch Me If You Can. Amber Iman received a 2024 Tony nomination for her performance in Lampica and starred in the original Broadway cast of Shuffle Along. She was in the national tour of Hamilton. Anyway, that's a very good cast, Hadestown. Speaking of stage to film, this is excellent news. The live capture of the Tony-nominated Broadway revival, Noel Coward's Fallen Angels, which starred Rose Byrne and Kelly O'Hara, will be released in cinemas. That's really good news. Beginning on October 22nd, the production was directed by Scott Ellis, played its final performance last month. It was possibly my favorite show as the whole season ended, and I saw a lot of shows. On the flip side, those excited to see Ariana Grande and Jason Bailey in Sunday in the Park with George on London's West End, well, just got the not-so-good news that Ariana has pulled out of that. No reason yet that we know of. And extending one more time is a show or a thing that I discussed here a few weeks ago called The Circuit, an immersive silent disco ballet. This was originally scheduled to close in June, but the production will now conclude following Labor Day weekend, giving audiences one more opportunity to experience this immersive production. As a reminder, The Circuit reimagines a cycle of intimate encounters fusing dance, theater, and nightlife into a site-specific experience in the streets of Dumbo, Brooklyn. Audience members wear wireless headphones and more and move alongside the performers as the story unfolds through everything. All right, what can I say? It is original. And hey, there is an audience for everything. Here's a new one off-Broadway, Hungry Women, a dark feminist comedy by Melissa Maney, starring Tony Award nominee Julia Lester. This is at Soho Playhouse, and it was a winner of the venue's Lighthouse series. Set across three eras spanning centuries, Hungry Women imagines a matriarchal society born the moment the men disappeared. It's described as a sharp, unapologetic look at power, gender, and what's left when the patriarchy is literally consumed. Oh, got that? Again, that's Hungry Women. And one of my favorites, which I mentioned last week, is Operation Mincemeat. I'm happy to see it's not only still up on Broadway, it's going on the road. The tour will launch on September 20th at the Providence Performing Arts Center in Rhode Island. I hope it moves to the West Coast, where I am reporting from now. Another on this coast, of course, is the La Jolla Playhouse. They do a mixed bag of shows, and some come to Broadway. The current one is called Ha Ha Ha, Ha 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 Ha. Got that? Following a string of runs at the Public Theater, Yale Repertory Theater, Pasadena Playhouse, Woolly Mammoth Theater, Soho Playhouse, and the Edinburgh Fringe, this is a solo tour de force by one Julia Masley. The Guardian called Ha 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 a great unexpected carnival of mutual care with a featherlight touch by a clown whose mischief is matched only by her compassion, end quote. Well, there is plenty to see in Los Angeles, as I always claim, and much of it is actually heavy. For example, currently at Atwater Village downtown, Slava Ukraini, or Waiting for Ilan, is the story of three soldiers, two Ukrainian and one Russian, trapped in the bombed-out iron and steelworks plant in Ukraine. All, coincidentally, are lovers of Lord of the Rings. I guess that plays a part in this. All are desperately trying to survive, and all are trying to find some meaning for their actions and the actions of their countries. Sounds like heavy but fascinating going. And actor Ilan Ehrenreich, who just performed on Broadway in Becky Shaw, is creating something new out here. Now, I know I have mentioned this before, but it's worth repeating. The theater is called Huron Station Playhouse. It will take place in a 120-year-old trolley station. The idea, says Ehrenreich, is to do two things. One is to create a home for a certain kind of intimate, character-driven play that on the east side of L.A. doesn't always have the right place for it. The other goal is to become a home for artists. We've done seven stage readings that we're going to launch with our first full production this fall, says Ehrenreich. Three cheers for that. Or I should say, yay, 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 yay. A death of the week to end with. Glenn Hansard, the Irish singer, songwriter, actor, and Academy Award winner, whose folk rock compositions and performance in the 2007 film Once inspired the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical of the same name. Hansard died on July 29th following a motorcycle crash in his hometown of Dublin. He was only 56. Meanwhile, stay connected, stay safe, and I will see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.